Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 14 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast, recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. We got Sean.
What's up?
We got Connor.
Yo, yo.
And Mr. Denton Dodson.
Hello, hello.
Finally got everybody back after a short pause, which we'll get into later in the episode, why there have been small pauses lately. But before we explain our small pauses, we wanted to introduce our big-time guest for this week's episode. Mr. Copeland Bradford.
What's going on, guys?
Copeland, how's it going, man?
Been pretty good. Had a pretty tough football practice today.
Oh, yeah?
Getting ready for the big game.
Yep.
It is game week, indeed.
Game week.
That's right, game week.
That was kind of the theme of this episode. Everybody other than me is on the football team. We decided we'd have team Captain Copeland on, talk a little bit about game day, just getting spirit for football. And,
cause we got to get hype.
Yeah, and who better to have on than Mr. Copeland Bradford?
You're saying this with a very... like mediocre tone.
Oh, I'm just
and,
saving it.
And you need to get hype.
Oh, well, I'll be kind of mediocre. By the end of the episode, you're going to have to hold me down.
I think I know why it's mediocre. Because our pep rally got canceled Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very upsetting.
Everybody goes in the gym and they just play this.
Just on the intercom.
I think we should just go outside in our cars and have our own. Just everyone honk the horn.
Everybody play some Young Boy.
We'll have mics and talk over a speaker, and yeah, everyone can listen to us.
Or, you know, they can't stop all of us if we raid the gym.
That's a good point.
That's facts.
Are we going to host our own?
Yeah, 615 guys.
The 615 guys.
Sponsored by.
Everybody listening to this, guys. Raid the gym.
Yes.
Friday. No, we're not encouraging that.
No,
we are. But we are. We aren't responsible.
Theoretically speaking, you can tell the principal 715 guys sent you. theoretically, do not raid the gym at
12. Focus period.
Focus.
11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock, whatever you do,
don't
go into the gym. Don't do it.
If you could see me winking right now through a podcast,
and
you would see me.
Whatever
winking.
You do, don't tell the whole school about it.
All 43 of y'all listen.
Only the people that listen to this are gonna know about it. So, we know they're gonna be the real ones. Come to the
exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
And anybody that tries to get in, there needs to be a specific part in the episode, like a passcode to get in.
You have to have a 615 guys sticker to get in. That's the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I like that. But you get the ticket back.
Please
get
stickers.
Our stickers. We have way too many. We have to
get
it now.
We do. We're gonna turn the stickers into a flag, but we're gonna actually add podcasts at the bottom.
Right, because if you just see 615 guys, you're like,
You're the one that did.
Yeah, well, you see,
this is our question.
Yeah, we're asking you this.
So the way that
it would be like if your shirt right now just said baseball.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Baseball.
We're just Lebanon.
Like, what sport you play?
Lebanon.
It's a sport. It's for a sport.
Yeah, like, is that
just
Lebanon?
Just
where you go to school.
Let me explain.
Hey, you are in the same shirt.
When making the stickers, I couldn't fit in the podcast parts.
There's plenty of room at the bottom.
Okay.
That's like Sean getting hurt from overstretching.
It's just not true.
We asked Sean. We were like, so Sean, when are you going to be healthy? And he's like, my doctor said it's whenever I feel good.
I don't talk like that.
Sorry.
I don't flip my hair either.
Fix the hair.
It was funny because Sean is actually hurt. I'm kidding, but he got hurt from overstretching, which is just the most kicker injury ever. And then we're like, how long are you out? And he was like, well, it's up to me.
And Copeland, have you ever gotten hurt from overstretching?
Overstretching. It's from kicking, but it's because I overstretched.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is. I promise it is.
That'd be like you failed the test because you overstudied.
That's a good point.
That's actually kind of a good analogy.
Phone died because I overcharged it.
That's not a thing.
Neither is what you're saying. We're agreeing.
Too loose?
What? No, it's
man,
just
I feel great today.
I worked my muscles
too hard.
Too
much BioFreeze.
It's not like I came up with it. Like, I was told that.
I can't wait to overstretch today.
Like, I was told that. I didn't just make it up.
Who told you this?
Jacob.
No.
It wasn't necessarily Jacob, but, like, it was... like, my dad went over with me, like, way back when.
So your dad diagnosed you?
He didn't diagnose me. He just taught me about it.
Jacob, earlier. We need you to tell us the truth.
Yep.
Is Sean faking the injury?
Is Sean faking the injury?
We might get him on the pod next and be like,
breaking news. Yes. Breaking news. Sean Redmond is faking the
Is injury. Sean nervous for the first game?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be playing in the first game, so why
exactly,
would I?
Exactly, because you just sat yourself out.
It would kind of remind me of the scene, you know, where it's like, you are not the father. So,
you are like, not Sean, injured.
You are not faking the injury.
Yeah, we'll ask him, we'll be like, is Sean injured? Like, Sean, I haven't seen that kid in weeks.
Well, I really saw him today, so.
For him to be like, you're completely fine.
No, definitely not.
I'm just kidding. When are you going to be
the doctor?
When are you going to be back?
Whenever I feel better. So whenever that is. I don't know yet.
MJ, is that when you're aiming for your return?
Well, that's like
the end of the season.
Yeah.
I would definitely say before
a little
that.
Redemption game for Sean. After
are you
going
to be like Pena and just be like, hurt the whole year?
He was hurt.
He was never hurt.
Yeah.
My Wilson point. I remember, Central. Yeah, he missed the Wilson Central field goal, and then
fault.
He was hurt the next three games.
Were
that
you,
wasn't his
were
fault?
You,
it
Copeland,
was the holder's
Copeland,
fault.
Were you the only person on the field for that game? Because it was my
I've heard
it was my
stories.
Freshman year.
I played that game.
Yeah, I knew you played it. I just didn't know if you were, if either,
yeah,
any of
was,
us weren't. Yeah, so.
I was starting by then, because that was like really
that was
late in the season.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was like the last
second
game.
To last game.
Well, because
it might have been the yeah, it was the second
third,
to last.
It was the third.
But I remember if we won, we like
yeah,
we got a home
playoff,
punch, yeah, we like punched our side. Yeah,
but that was like the, it would have been like the first time in like forever.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then we lost, so then we had to
you had to
we
win,
had to,
and y'all
we
lost.
Had to play Rossview in the last game to like
see yeah, and then y'all played lost. Like Oakland.
Then we played Oakland and
played Oakland and then lost.
The rest
it
of
was
history.
A good first half. It was only like 14 to nothing at the half.
Hey, me and Denton were the supporters that came out in the 20-degree weather.
It was freezing.
That's how the
and y'all all got hurt.
I don't know what was wrong with Oakland that year, but they would give up no points but score like three in the first half, and then they'd come out and then put up 50.
Like, I mean,
the next week after Oakland beat us, they played MJ, and it was 3-0 at halftime.
Did they win state that year?
I think they
no,
lost
I think
to Ravenwood. Or Ravenwood?
Ravenwood.
I think Ravenwood won.
Reggie. Did he go there yet? Or, I think he still went to MJ at that time.
No,
you know Reggie is? He's like number 99 on MJ. He's like 6'11".
Like Grimes?
He's like number 99. Yeah.
He went to Oklahoma now. Or he's at Oklahoma now.
But I think he transferred to Ravenwood his last year. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, did y'all see the Ohio State guy? I don't know.
Yeah,
he looks
yeah.
Like,
the
he looks like he looks like Joe Exotic.
Yeah, the quarterback.
He foregoed his senior year of high school to go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. He signed with Ohio State today and signed like
possible?
His.
Well, so yeah. He skipped his senior year of high school to enroll early, but it's pretty much all because of the whole NIL deal.
Yeah,
he can be. He's like now making bank, like multiple million dollars.
And he's not even in college yet.
No, he just
enrolled.
Okay. That's the reason why
he's in our class. He's in class of 2022,
but
and
he's
enrolled
in college.
Yes. Yeah, because you can do that now. You can skip your last year. Because think about it, it's like go my last year of high school. I'm going to college anyway. You know, school is maybe not my focus, or I can go to college this year and make $500,000.
Yeah, if you're making that much money, I don't really think
Alabama's quarterback. Mm-hmm. Alabama's quarterback
hasn't
Bryce Young
hasn't put a down
$900,000.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Some people can go to college and be a big time like college football guy or any sport and make enough money to be set by the time they're not done with college.
It's crazy
yeah.
How it's changed.
Yeah. And I mean they were getting paid anyway, but yeah, now I mean Bryce Young's almost made $1 million.
And hasn't played a single down of football for Alabama yet. I mean
think about it, you play there for 3 years.
Where did he go? To high school.
I don't know.
Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Or Bryce Young went to Mater Dei, I think, in California.
Yeah, that's right. Because, yeah, he did go because the Clemson quarterback went to
DJ Uyelelu or whatever his last name.
St. John Bosco.
Yeah.
Because that was always like
the
biggest the
big,
game
yeah,
of the
yeah.
year.
I always remember watching those like on like overtime or
overtime.
Something.
This is the guy.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Ohio State guy. Just it looks
yeah.
like Joe Exotic.
Yeah. He doesn't look
very like ugly guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but he's the number one recruit in the country.
Yeah, well, so was Garantano. And look at there. Yeah, Tano was like a 4-star.
Yeah.
No offense.
He threw but 4 picks a game.
I like him, but. You know.
He's the reason we lost to Georgia State or whoever.
Yeah, and Alabama. all those years.
Because you'd have totally beat us.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. It would have been like 21-21. Not saying we would have won, but it would have been like 28-20.
I mean, we did almost.
It would have been respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did almost beat
because the score was like 42-21, but the game was not 42-21. If
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. 2019, yeah. Carr yeah. still claims they would have won that game.
We would have won that game if Daryl Taylor wouldn't have got called for unsportsmanlike
conduct
on pushing the guy
back.
Yes,
that was like the taunting penalty they got called today. Yes, he like was standing up and like touched to Mac Jones or whatever, and the referee was like, "Oh my, we can't have this in the football field." Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't think we would have won, but it would have been way more respectable. Yeah. We could have won. I mean, the momentum would have been ours, but.
Garantano wouldn't have leaped over the line.
Yeah,
and
they would
have
found a way to mess it up.
Yeah, yeah. Like I love them, but
yeah, we'll be this year's our year.
This is our year. New offensive guy.
Does it feel like 98, Connor?
It's like 98.
It does.
Actually, I wasn't even here for 98, so I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, hopefully we'll
feel it.
Yeah,
or something along the line.
I have no idea what winning.
Feels like 26. Feels like 2016. The first 4 weeks, that's ours.
And you were ranked like ninth.
We were ranked eighth, and we played Texas A&M, who was ranked ninth, and we lost. And that's when it just.
At least like the past couple of seasons, we were actually ranked, and then we just drop out. But
yeah,
this season, 4-8.
This season, we're not even ranked.
Well, me and my dad were talking about how college football is going. It may just end up being like a power like 41 schools, just because all the conferences are combining. That way, at worst, we're only 41st.
I don't know if it was true, but I saw something on like on Instagram the other day about how Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC and
it sucks for
the
us.
The ACC and like the Big 10 or 12, whoever it was.
Yeah, all those like are talking about an alliance. Yeah,
huh.
But a little mock division, if that does happen, ours is like. Us, Auburn, Alabama, and Vanderbilt is our little division.
So there's going to be three different divisions?
Yeah, of like four teams.
It's kind of like pods and stuff. It's kind of weird, but no one really knows how they're going to do it.
Like West and East anymore?
I want them to do that, just swap some teams out.
What would they even be called?
I mean, you just do the East and the West if you just do two. If you do four, I have no idea. but yeah, you just do two.
Yeah, it'll probably be like the NFL.
You swap. If you just do two, you swap, like, Missouri to the other side. You do, like, a Midwest, and you can do your Texas and Oklahoma for that. Put Missouri over there. Alabama and, like, Auburn needs to be on our side. You kick out, you know, at Vanderbilt. Just put them in D2 or something. They're only in it for baseball anyway.
And academics.
Yeah.
All those numbers, you're like, the SEC had 4,000 guys graduate, or not graduate, but
like 3,000 were from Vanderbilt.
Have all straight A's.
Well, yeah.
3,000 of them
they're like
from Vanderbilt. So.
They're the Stanford academically, because Stanford's a good academic school.
Yep.
They're better at sports than Vanderbilt, historically, but that's kind of the role.
Speaking of Stanford, there was, when we played Franklin, wasn't there a commit that was going on?
Oh, yeah.
He was humongous.
Copeland showed him up.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
The number one tackle in Tennessee. He was ginormous.
What was his name?
Fisher
Bradshaw.
Fisher Anderson.
That was it.
He was huge. When I went up to like shake his hand or whatever after the game, like I had never seen a bigger dude on the field.
I remember.
It was quite insane.
Maybe it was our freshman year, but like Butch Jones was at like 11, like Coffey County, to like watch their running back. I forget who it was. No, it was McGavick maybe. I remember, but it was an away game. And Butch Jones was there back when he was our coach. It was freshman year or eighth grade year, one of the two. Maybe they'll come for you, Sean. All the yoga instructors are like, this guy really overstretches.
This is who we need. I actually start PT soon, next like couple days.
When you feel fast so then you can get back on
We need our kicker. Who's going to kick it out of bounds if you're not there?
Yeah, Cameron.
Well, there you go.
Joel's
it's just not the same, though.
Joel's coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
He's got a cool – what's his last name?
Thompson?
BD.
No, Joel?
That's not his last name.
Joel
Thompson? Yeah, Joel Thompson.
His nickname should have been Joel the Goal Thompson.
Joel.
It's perfect. It's a perfect kicker.
Did Joel play soccer?
Yeah, but he didn't play his senior year because he didn't make the team.
Oh.
That's tough.
Yeah.
It's
Sorry about
but
that, Joel.
His nickname should be Joel the Goal. I mean, that's
love,
perfect.
I do love Joel, though. He was a funny guy.
He was funny. Yeah, I remember him.
Flannery.
I think Joel and Yancey need to combine and be the managers. I think Joel should come back. What is Joel up to these days? Anybody?
I think he was supposed to go to the military.
Joel, if you're listening,
Joel,
just,
if you're
just
a
let
fan,
us know.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Corey needs some help these days. Actually, we need a kicker. Yeah. Kicker's out. You know, it's your time to shine. You don't even have to make it. Just be there.
He's reclassed.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, Joel, I think if you're listening, man, you should look into this.
He was actually our onside specialist.
He was Joel's
oh,
onside
yeah.
kicker.
He could kick an onside kick. He was so good at it.
I don't know you, actually. I've never spoken to you, but you're an inspiration. Connor, aren't you going into long snapping next year? Is that your new passion or something?
Well, I've been long snapping since I was a freshman, but my
That's
plan is
deal.
Going to college for it, you know, and then making it to the NFL and have the easiest job ever in sports.
I
and
do
get
think
paid
the
millions.
Easiest route to the NFL is long snapping.
That's right. That's yeah. correct.
That's what Scott was saying. Oh, shout out Scott Meyer if you still listen, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, just be a long snapper.
Yeah, hopefully you can help our boy Connor out because
okay,
I think he needs
I'm
some
not
work.
That bad.
Hey, you got Hayden Rigsby, 4.5 stars. He could at least share a half star with you.
No. Hayden's definitely shared one of his half stars with me.
You think you're a half star long snapper?
I'm at least a 0.7 star.
0.7.
Is that how they work?
They go on halves. You're telling me you've been to a camp in Las Vegas?
No, but that automatically so. Gives you like at least 2 stars.
Yeah, I agree. How many camps, how many long snapping camps are you going to? Zero? That's no stars. How many live varsity long snaps have you done?
Varsity?
Yeah, that's 0 stars.
Yeah, you're right, 0.
Can't be a 0.75 star if you haven't even snapped in a game.
Hey, but freshman
even,
long snapper.
What about JV?
That's
have you even snapped in a JV game?
No, he has not snapped.
We only
had
like two JV games last year. We didn't even punt.
Who is the JV long snapper? Is there even there's
me.
Not one, is there?
Me.
Drew Hodge.
Yeah, Drew Hodge, yeah. I mean, I'm better than him.
We'll see. Come next year. See who's the
starter. I'm coming for Hayden's spot, actually.
This year?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You're listening.
You better watch your back. Connor might be long snapping at you.
That's right.
So, Copeland, besides the MJ game, obviously, is there another game that you are extremely looking forward to? Or is it just the MJ game? You're just, like, got it marked on
and
your
And do
talent?
You guarantee no. any wins? Is there a game where you're like, I'm going to go out right now, guarantee a win?
This week and all the rest.
And
baby.
10-0, baby. Y'all play 10 games? 8?
Yeah, 10 regular season.
10-0. You heard it here first.
I think the other one that I'd say I'm the most excited for is probably Central.
We need to get that losing streak off the back.
I know. I've got a – I'm 0-2 varsity against them.
Yeah, we got
to beat – You need to take us to the promised land. Like, you need to put us all on your back.
Are you playing offense at all this year? No sniffer this year?
No, I'm like the fourth down goal line fullback.
You're like what they did they do that with Grayson? Didn't Grayson
probably.
His senior year run the ball like twice?
No.
Somebody did. Who
no,
was
he's,
it?
He Grayson did have a touchdown, though. He had a pick six.
Someone, maybe it was last year, like a big boy, had a couple goal line runs.
I don't think it was last year.
Maybe it was 2 years ago, but somebody, y'all line them down there. It was like the fridge for the Bears. William Perry. That was a trivia question.
That
for
was
those
for
you OG fans.
For the Jody
Man,
Bowman episode.
I thought it was Grayson. It might not have been. I don't know.
I don't think it was.
Copeland, we may have to have you back on for the week of MJ so we can just
yeah.
have an MJ taunt.
We'll have the entire football team live audience. It can be like the, y'all know the video, to where he's like, I think I got my swagger back. You know that video?
Yeah, when
that's hilarious. Yeah, and he's like, we're hitting him.
This is what we need to do. So,
they won that game like 72-0.
You know the episode where they all go in the warehouse of the office
and they play basketball?
No, and they do a Michael Scott
like
roast.
Two. Oh yeah.
We need to have the entire football team in a line sitting in that chair to do an MJ roast. Just like
MJ is.
MJ sucks. Boom, roasted.
Dog water. Is dumb.
Boom, roasted.
Good job, buddy. You heard it here, football team, because I know all y'all listen to the podcast. Yeah, MJ week. We're gonna line y'all up in here. It's gonna be the entire episode. It's just gonna be y'all. Just saying what you got in your mind about MJ. Let them hear it.
Have y'all heard about the new SoundCloud diss tracks coming out against MJ?
Really?
Is I haven't heard of Trey Hunted making it?
Yeah.
Well, Trey Hunted.
Trey Sean, is he still on football team?
I don't know.
No.
Because he needs to be y'all's fourth down back.
He'd probably get
it. Does he even go to Lebanon?
Yeah.
I saw him in the hall.
I see him
today.
In the hallway. Like,
yeah, dude. He'll say what's up to me in the lunch or something. Or he did last year at least.
So continue on. What's these?
I don't know what school. Or it could be us. No clue. But somebody did an MJ diss on SoundCloud.
Was it fire?
No.
was there anonymous or something?
Was it Lil 615 guys?
I can check.
Lil 615.
What it's under. But I mean, it's to the point. Like, you know, when you listen to a song and you can't hear what the guy's saying because the beat is so loud.
So loud.
Damani's song.
Big Smoke Records.
If you're listening, Big Smoke Records, hit us up.
We may have you come on the pod, you know. Tell us your inspiration behind the MJ.
We have
I
had
do like
a,
the inspiration behind it.
Yes, I
we have had a local rapper DM us. Wait, what was their name?
Who?
What was the name that you just said?
Big Smoke Records.
Wait, who DM'd
Smoke
us?
Records for a collab.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah,
Big Smoke Records.
Yep.
Do they have three friends? Is that right?
Probably.
Oh yeah. I see. FMJ Part One. FMJ Part Two.
Oh, he dropped Part Two.
I've only seen Part One. 15 seconds
well,
longer than the first one.
How long are they? Like how long?
Yeah. Let's pause it, listen to it, and then we're
going to cut, and then we're going to come back.
We don't
want to
get copyrighted from this big guy. I have never been so enlightened from a song.
So whoever that is, I'm not sure exactly who that is.
You're amazing.
Come find us.
You need a record deal.
Contact us immediately.
And make us a song.
Make us a 615 Guys intro song.
Well, we did find out that it's a couple years old.
Yeah.
And that there's a part two.
There are two of them. If you haven't listened to it, it's called... FMJ by
Big Smoke Records.
Big Smoke Records.
Please go listen. The song was absolutely phenomenal. Word for word, just a complete lyricist.
It was truly a work of art. Like
it was. All you people, it's like 90s rap, this and that. This guy's got it. I mean.
We tried.
Go listen. It's so funny, man. It's so funny, man. Oh my gosh. He like, dude snaps in part two. He's going off. He's rhyming. He's like, he says like, I'm hot like a furnace. And then he just goes like, he says like something about frogs. He's like, I'm a leapfrog like a frog. So, I don't even know.
But hey, we're going to get a 615 guys intro song from whoever
him.
That is.
Yeah,
and then
the beat was all right.
Yes.
The beat was good.
He did say 615 a couple of times. So, I mean.
Maybe we can just put our own, like, our own like, voice over it. Guys.
Yeah.
615 guys.
Yeah, we'll add our beat over it too. Anyway, yeah.
Or you know what we should do?
What?
Colin, do you know anybody from your hometown in Hawaii that can make us a ukulele song?
No.
Do you know how to play the ukulele?
I don't. My sister learned how to play one song.
Like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something like
that. No, I don't know what it was called, but she used to play it over and over again.
Is this what you're going for? We won't get copyrighted because it's not enough of the song, but like
6615 guys. Because that's gonna get people pumped guys. For an episode right there.
Mm-hmm. You're just chilling.
Maybe we should just put this as the intro
guys,
for
and they'd be like,
episode.
Hello.
That's perfect.
I love that. I love it.
It's the White Sandy Beach of Hawaii is the song title. It's by Israel Kawachi Wachi Ole. And if you don't believe me. It was empty. Look at his name. Try to pronounce it.
Who sings the
like you have a friend and me? Oh yeah, same thing. Yeah, he
was. So what was Hawaii the favorite place you've ever lived?
No doubt.
Really?
The best.
Look at his name. Best. Look at his name. Try to pronounce that.
No, yeah, I can't do that.
Have y'all heard of the state fish?
The second. Tennessee or Hawaii?
Is it like a bird or like a shark?
No.
Like a volcano?
Here, I'll pull up the state fish and I want y'all to try and figure out
what it is.
I feel like it's just going to be the most peaceful thing ever.
It's going to be like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Okay, so this is not what it is. Here it is.
But is it like that? Is Hawaii like the most peaceful place ever to live?
Oh, yeah.
Like definitely.
You could hear the ocean.
That's what I was
saying.
You can always hear the ocean.
See, that's...
God, that's
how awesome. Far away were you?
We were like 2 blocks.
Oh, that's crazy. Amazing. Did it just rain all the time,
birds
though?
Chirping, and that'd be awesome.
Did it rain a lot?
Yeah, it would like... It would be like sunny all day. It would like rain for 15 minutes, and then like in the evening.
Yeah. Did you play baseball when you were there?
Yeah, baseball there is really good.
Yeah,
really? I always see the Little League World Series. There's always like a Hawaii team in it.
Yeah, they never win, but yeah.
There was one that won the whole thing.
They did.
They won it like 2 years ago, maybe. I feel like. I know New York won it.
I don't understand how you would find competition to play.
It's the very long
way for everyone.
Oh, Choi. Okay. Humming.
I know how to say it.
It's obviously Humming Humming Kanoa Kawapa.
We'll all try it.
Did I get the Humming Humming right?
No.
We'll all try it, and then we'll see who's the most right, I guess.
Huma.
No.
You've got your guess. You've got your guess.
Does it start with hum?
You have your guess.
Yeah. Pass it on.
Yeah, y'all understand. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
What did you
say? Yeah, at least I guess.
It's not hum.
Okay.
Who? Huma?
What?
Is it Huma?
No.
The Humna Hamaka Papa.
No.
All right.
Not even close?
No.
Okay.
Watch, it's going to be like
you could all, this. We're trying to pronounce the state fish of Hawaii right now.
It is not hum.
It's not hum.
Yeah, it's going to be pronounced like the wa. For those of you wondering, it's like 22 Ooh. Letters.
Count it out, Sean. How many letters is it?
21.
21.
I guess 22. What a phenomenal guess.
I'm going to say Huma Humanukunukuapa. That's got to
that
be.
That is very close.
Oh, okay.
It's because he has the.
You missed like a couple like words, sounds in it.
It's because you have the surfer hair.
Every time I think about it now, I just think of what Sean said. So
there's no way. I couldn't even repeat what you said.
Do you remember how you thought you said it?
Huma Humanukuapa. Huma
Humanukunukuapa.
No.
He's trying to say he's speaking Spanish.
Huma Humanukuapa. See if you can try it again.
All right, here we go.
It's because
Huma Humanukuapa.
It's really close. It's Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apuaa.
That's 7 words.
Yeah, that was
just call it a bluefish, a redfish,
well,
a goldfish.
I'll stutter over the word if I try and do.
Here, we'll
like
post a picture.
We'll post
a picture of it, and y'all
yeah.
Will
understand.
It even fit?
That's
I don't even know if it'll fit.
It's a pretty.
That's 7 fish.
That's a fish. I totally forgot it was a fish.
Yeah.
That's like
what
one
is
of
it,
these.
It again?
It's the state. Humu humu nuku nuku apuaa.
That's why.
That's
I don't know.
I bet it's like
4 letters.
I bet it's like the most basic looking fish ever.
Tennessee's like, oh, we got a bass.
We got
yeah. It's 4 letters, cowboy. 4. Why is Hawaii gonna be so complicated?
Trout. We got brown trout.
Yeah, we just had
bluegill.
We just had colors. Okay, that's as complicated as we get. Yeah, we picked the part of the fish and just called it blue. This one's got a gill, right, Gary? Yeah, and it's blue. Bluegill. Hawaiian's like,
state
ooh, that's
fish.
Got a hum.
Imagine trying to catch that.
What
you're
does
like,
it look
you're
like?
You're like, hey, oh, Billy, you got any?
It actually looks cool.
You got any of that humba kumba kappa kappa ula
umba? Oh, yeah, that's very cool. Billy, I got something on the line. I think it's a humma humma quantum.
That looks like Dory. That looks like Dory.
That's what I was thinking.
But there's like way cooler looking fish.
That's got to like mean something, like, though. Like, you can't just come
okay.
up
with yeah, okay. Well, all okay. Sorry to spoil your fun. It's also known as the reef triggerfish, which is a way easier to say name.
Yeah, but the real name.
Yeah. I guess we're getting a species
can you
name.
Can you cook that fish? Like, do you ever eat it?
I have no clue.
I don't think you could.
Yeah, I'll take the
huma. You can.
The huma huma kappa kappa ala ala ala.
Oh my goodness. It's the cheapest one's $40.
Wow.
And it's only 1.5 inches for $40.
1.5 inches.
Yeah, if you want like just a regular let's say like a palm size, it's like $50 to $80.
That's a lot.
Also, I had some interesting experiences in Hawaii. I had this book when I was in Hawaii, and it was the 50 most dangerous things, and it like ranked all these animals. And in Hawaii, I went snorkeling with my dad. He had a kayak, and we were going out to all these reefs. And I go into the water, and I get, like, it's just shock all around me. And I get back into the kayak, and we go back, and it was terrible. It's called It's called a Portuguese man of war.
It's called a huma huma, yeah, whatever.
It's called a Portuguese man of war. I'll show you
a picture of it. Anyway, the reason why I giggled, sorry to interrupt, I'm watching a video of this fish. That, you know, the huma huma, you know, huma humu. And, you know, there's videos that's called, like, when sharks attack. You know, yeah, like Discovery Channel back when sharks attack.
Right.
Well, look at what this says. It takes up the entire screen. When it just looks like they just spammed the keyboard. Look at this.
It's like the guy making the video.
It looks like they just held down the keyboard.
Fell asleep on the keyboard. Yes. It's just like.
You see it, Connor?
Yeah, that's
awesome. That's funny.
This is what those things look like.
What is it called again, Copeland?
A Portuguese man of war.
That looks like a polar bear.
Is that like a walrus? Like,
no.
Deadly.
Look it up on your phone. You can see it better. It looks like a plastic bag.
It does. But
did you think it was a plastic? Did you even see it?
No, I didn't. They're so small. They're literally, like, the tops of them are about that big. Like, they're very small. But they're, like. I don't know what they're called.
That is freaky.
It's not a tentacle, but I don't think.
Like a stinger?
But yeah, but they can be, like, they can go down for forever.
The, how do you pronounce it? Humu humu?
Just call it the humu humu.
Just call it
the humu humu.
The moo moo. It says it specializes in the grunting sound. Yeah, so just imagine you have a pet fish and you're just, hey, buddy. That's probably where he got the moo from. He probably moves. Here's some fish, but man, Hawaii's. That's where I want to go on senior trip for all you people that want to know.
How long did you live there, Copeland?
Not long. It was 2.5 years, I think. And then we went right to Kansas.
Kansas. That is a completely different experience.
It was terrible. We lived on a military base that was
even worse.
A prison military base. It was awful.
Well, so was Virginia the last place you went before we came to Tennessee?
You're from Lebanon, though, right?
Yeah, I lived here. I went to Byers-Dowdy until first grade, and then going into second was when we started moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back, ended up coming back here the middle of my seventh grade year, and my first day at Winfrey was the first day of baseball practice.
Did it suck moving a lot, or was it kind of like exciting?
I mean, whenever you were leaving a place you wanted to, it was kind of like, yes.
Like when you left Kansas?
Yeah. I wanted to get out of there.
Were you, like, every time you moved, were you expecting to, like, move soon after? Or was it like, maybe we'll actually stay here this time?
No, I always knew that we were going to be there for at least a couple years. And then coming here, I knew that I was going to be able to finish high school.
Yeah.
But I don't think my dad is going to move again. Either way.
Yeah.
But, like, when you moved to Hawaii, did you think, like, did you expect to move in 2.5 years?
I don't think so.
You're probably really young.
You saw the
too.
Humu Mumu?
I was younger than, like.
You saw the Humu Mumu, and you're like, this is for me.
This is my
place. And then you got stung by a garbage bag.
Yeah.
Did you meet Moana?
Yeah.
Heck,
there's a lot of people that look like Moana.
He looks like. What's his face? Who played the Rock?
Oh. Maui. Yeah.
Who played the Rock?
The Rock
went to McGavick.
The Rock
Are
did.
Are you serious?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he got, like, Rock kicked out. For like 2 years, but he went there. Yeah.
I think he only went there for a year and he got, like, kicked out.
kicked out.
I don't know. Yeah, but he was there for a year.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool story.
He's on the he's on the wrestling team.
Did he play?
Oh, yeah. And he's the same age as my dad, and my dad was a wrestler.
Oh, so he could have wrestled him?
He didn't wrestle him, but I told my dad this, and he was like, my friend might have. He wrestled some big Samoan dude. Sorry, The Rock. I think The Rock had, like, anger issues. Sorry if you're listening, Dwayne. I don't mean it. but, yeah, he went to McGavick. I didn't find that out until,
last year. I don't know how rare I heard that, but I remember hearing that, and I was like, "That there's no way." And then I looked it up on, you know, the very helpful source that Wikipedia is.
Yeah.
And,
Wikipedia knows all.
He might have gone somewhere else in Tennessee. Is The Rock from Tennessee? I know he's not, but just so it'll tell high schools. It said The Rock placed on UT Knoxville's campus. You know, like yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna have an answer.
But you know, thinking about it now, I think this is the first time I've seen Copeland not at a high school like practice or like function or sports village.
Or the city courts.
Well, Jackson never
went. That's true.
He did go a couple times.
Yeah.
Me and Copeland actually saw each other while moving Coach Fry out of his house.
Oh yeah. You're welcome, Coach
Fry.
Shout out, Coach Fry.
Fry.
We got free pizza.
That's right. Right before practice. So I only had one piece.
The Rock also went to Glencliff High School.
Is that in Tennessee?
Nashville.
We played them in soccer.
Were they good?
I bet y'all lost.
No, we did. But
really?
They weren't good.
The soccer team won.
Yay, soccer.
Sean doesn't have to shave his head.
The Rock sang country music while he lived in Tennessee.
I could see that. A big Samoan guy strumming a good old guitar.
That's like Israel Kanawada Wada Wada, you know, the white sandy beach and over the rainbow. Dude was like enormous. And he just had that little ukulele. Oh, man. And Brad Bradford, shout out Brad Bradford, Sergeant Captain Lieutenant Brad Bradford.
Yeah, what is your dad?
Does he know how to play ukulele? Isn't he a strategist?
I have no clue.
Or can we not say his title?
So like, yeah, he'd have to kill all
of us. We should beep all this part out. Yeah.
I know he just
knocks on the door. I think he's a boom.
He's like, I don't know how to describe it, but he's like the head of all these different platoons, like they have to go through him or something like that.
Is he the guy that when you just show other countries what we look like, you just show them Brad Bradford?
So
this is what you're up against.
Oh, no.
This is what you're up against, just so you know.
He's just higher up than everyone, pretty much.
Yes, but he's
not like everyone.
Is he like an engineer? Like, what do engineers do? Could you tell me?
He doesn't even know that's the thing.
What do they do? You just build things?
I guess.
Exactly. What does he do?
I'm going to make a plan.
Yep, exactly. Like, they just make blueprints. Like, Jack's an engineer, and I was like, what are y'all doing? He's like, dude, I couldn't tell you.
What do you do in school all day, dude? I got no idea. That's kind of like me in school, though. Like, so what'd you learn today? I've got no idea.
No idea.
couldn't tell you.
I go to chemistry, like, first thing in the morning, and then my brain shuts off.
I hate chemistry.
How many like classes do you have?
One.
That's it?
Yeah.
Chemistry in the morning?
Chemistry, then I go to personal finance.
That class is so easy.
Personal finance, I have Mick Williams. He's a new like assistant basketball coach.
Gotcha.
And then I go to Bible with McDowell.
Sounds like a very difficult day.
I only have two classes, but they're not easy. But it's easy only having two classes. And one of my hardest classes is my first block, which is kind of nice.
I'm like on the edge of having a hard class versus good or bad because you're kind of tired.
Yeah, but see.
But you do get it over with.
Yeah, I'd like to get it over with.
When you start being like, man, I can't wait for this day to be over, you don't have to be like, oh my gosh, I still have to go to that class.
Yeah.
It's like when you start realizing I'm at school, you already have that class over with.
I guess so.
Yeah, going to school is not bad. It's waking up and getting there. That's bad.
I wish we could just be like all the other schools in Wilson County and start like at 8:30.
And they get out at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but football practice would end at like 6:30, which would kind of suck.
Yeah, my hard part's getting out of bed because I'm gonna tell you what. Every single day I wake up, it's like, is first block worth it?
Oh yeah,
dude. Yeah. Nothing.
Shout out
to
Coach Williams. I missed your class
better
like 14 times
because I have I have to go, like, pick somebody up.
Oh. Who do you pick up?
Bankston, Jackson Monette's little brother.
Gotcha.
You see, nothing will be worse, I think. I didn't even go to school this day, but I know that there would have been no way I could have gone to school after this. And then I know you got in trouble because you didn't. Going to first block after moving day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was
for
awful.
The A-dayers, that was terrible.
That was terrible. And I went straight home. I actually picked up Luke, and I said, I can't walk. I need you to go grab me a body armor from inside that gas station. He's like, okay. And I couldn't physically walk to, like, into the gas station.
I still find it unbelievable.
That Walsh
pulled 800 pounds.
All at once.
Well, didn't you help him?
They took shifts.
I did not think about that.
They took shifts.
I carried the 100-pound medicine ball or whatever.
You had like a backpack.
Will carried that 45-pound thing, and he just did laps with it.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing.
I remember
me and Ian took shifts, and me being stupid, I had the first shift. So he'd finish and then get that weight added to his.
Yeah. So wait, did no weight get added to you?
I'd carry like a 10. Like it still was fine because we were on the same.
I think you finished second though.
I was second and then it was Eli.
Then Will had the backpack.
I just remember I had like a 45-pound plate indention in the back of my back.
It was awful.
I felt like I had a hunchback the rest of the day. I couldn't walk straight.
You didn't have school that day.
Yeah, I went home and slept, and that was the most pain I think I've ever been.
Just went home and took a shower and then came back because it was like, I'm not.
That's what I did because we had enough.
Time.
No, I skipped first block, but
I skipped first block too that day.
Yeah, it was like me, you, and Carson. Like I think and you got there like the same time.
Wakefield texted all of y'all. I was like, "Where were you at?"
Yeah, that was the hilarious thing. Carson's like, "Sorry, coach," and he just said, "Not okay."
Yeah,
that was funny.
And then surprisingly, me of all people, after the Copeland fair ball down the line. Beach game, I was like the only person. Yeah, Coach Wakefield's like, I'm so proud of y'all all for coming to first block and like not a single person.
I was like
the only one, which is so surprising because I skipped every other day.
I went to that first block too.
Yeah. It was like the people who usually skip didn't, and then everyone else did.
I remember I showed up the next day and I was just like, I'm going to sleep. Like,
yeah.
I was so glad because that day was a block day, I'm pretty sure, where we had the hour 30 classes, and I went to Miss Nix for news.
Uh-huh.
And we did nothing that day. I was so happy.
Miss Nix was the best class.
I have her next semester.
I want to have her again next year, but I don't have her this year.
Visual?
Yeah.
I wanted to have that, but I didn't get any like elective classes this year.
Yeah, how do
my
you
elective focus is humanities. AP European History is my elective focus.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so humanities is my focus. Yeah, Jack's focus is math. I was like, oh, man, what a loser. Yeah, mine's humanities. So I have, like, comparative government this semester, which counts as it, and then, like, personal finance, like, counted towards it or something weird. And then next one I have European history. So, yeah, y'all have, like, culinary 1, 2, and 3, 5, 7. Yeah.
AP World History, baby.
AP European. The entire world is what I get to learn about. While y'all are cooking brownies, yeah. I'm learning about Napoleon Dynamite.
That's a movie.
Yeah, I know. Napoleon was a European guy.
Oh. Napoleon Dynamite is a great movie, though. It is such a good movie.
That dude's groovy. Maybe, I think the FMJ guy should do the music, and then he should dance to it.
And then put a 615 guy's beat over it.
Yeah, we could choose the beat because our beat's pretty fire. Ain't that right, little Doug?
All right, so on that note, I feel like we're going to wrap up episode 14.
Need to get our beauty sleep because it's a school night.
Oh,
we're grinding for y'all. You know,
this is the first.
We could have been in our beds, you know, getting some good night's sleep, doing homework, but no, we're out here grinding for y'all, putting out this fire content. You know, follow, subscribe, hit that like button.
Follow us on all the social medias.
Yeah, all two that we have.
Twitter and Instagram.
TikTok, I guess. Go like that up if you haven't yet, couple. You liked our TikTok?
Yep.
Good. Thank you.
Because he's a real fan.
I have.
Okay, good. Okay. Do you like Jackson's?
We've asked all of our guests
Have you listened to every single episode of Sixers?
No, no, no. Let's reiterate. Have you listened to two?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You win.
There you go.
I don't think Brody had.
You're now. You're now. Most loyal fan to 615 guys.
I think you're the. Yes. We need to have Jake on when he comes back because he's listening to every single episode.
Well, there you go. See, Jake is confirmed. Jake. On a pod.
Jake, you're on.
So, Copeland,
is there anything
you want to say to get the entire city of Lebanon pumped for Friday nights in Lebanon, Tennessee?
Ando, baby.
You heard it here first.
Let's go. We are all pumped for Friday nights. We have our football players here.
And
we have co-leader Jensen, maybe
the team captain Copeland Bradford, the a starting linebacker.
Yep,
Connor Gannon. We have the backup kicker and a 17th string JV special teamer, Jackson Lee.
He is.
I do strong kick return. So
soon to be hopefully co-leader right here, Denton Dodson. Yeah.
I'm waving the 615 guys podcast flag.
Yep. Yes. Most importantly, Jackson being special.
Yeah, special teams, you know, because, you know, that's the most important job in the field, you know.
It's special.
Exactly. Kick return is an offensive down.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
But until then, we're going to go back to grinding. Denton's going to go back to waving flags with 615 Guys Podcast.
I am. I'm going to go home and practice. I'm going to get towels, and I'm going to
be a sign flipper.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we don't take a month in between next episode.
We'll record an episode next week.
It's guaranteed.
Next week there's going to be an episode.
If we win on Friday, I guarantee an episode next week. If we lose, I quit.
There you go. So the entire life of 615 guys depends on Friday night.
It does.
So stay tuned to figure out.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to come to the game.
yeah, you got to. All right.
So, but until then, 615 guys.
615 guys out.
See ya.